What about Cleveland? I like it. I like the fact you changed the name now from it was the Cleveland Indians and you changed it to the Browns, which is weird. If anything, I think it's more racist. I don't like it. Close enough. I think I got the gist of it. I may have been misinformed. I did gigs in Delhi and Mumbai last year, and I only referred to the locals as guardians. I'm going to stay on the right side of history. What do I think of consciousness? I think it's extraordinary. I think it is the thing. And I think artificial intelligence, to go to the earlier question, artificial intelligence is... I'll finish my point and then we can... Yeah. Well, the point I was going to make is AI is very good at left-brain things. We live in a very left-brain world. What answer would you like? Why don't you just... I was going to talk about the gestalt of the right brain, but perhaps you have something to add in your whiny fucking voice. Fuck, don't... My thoughts on consciousness. I think if you were more self-conscious when you asked a question, you'd wait for the fucking answer. What, sorry?
From your heart.
From my heart, what do I think of consciousness?
Yes.
I was going to answer, but you will interrupt before I get anywhere near a point. I think you're barely sentient. How long have you been single? I think there's a... Hang on a second. I will answer the question. And I'll answer it with a quote from AC/DC's Roadie, who said my favorite thing about spirituality, consciousness, religion, best thing I've ever heard about it. He said, God is the name we give to the blanket we throw over the mystery to give it shape. That's what I think, but I also think you should shut up now. I'm just messing around, you seem fun.
British Bake Off.
British Bake Off. Yeah, that's how we settle disputes. Notice there's a lot of gun crime in America, but we bake stuff. They bring a sourdough, we bring a panini. Any other? Yeah?
Sure. Like Damien in The Omen, did you always have that haircut, or did they do it for me once?
It's too long a sentence, wasn't it? It just petered out. Too old a reference as well, but God love you, have another go in a minute. Are you trying to start a ring? What? What do you do in IT, sir? Well, he's not a personal fucking trainer, is he? Look at him. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Ryan.
Ryan, what do you do, Ryan?
HVAC.
What, sorry?
HVAC.
HVAC.
No,
what? You do air conditioning? Yes. Don't. Well, maybe you don't need air conditioning. Maybe just shed a few pounds. I'm not being a dick about it, but you're carrying insulation with you, motherfucker. This. What are you working on? Type 3 diabetes? What? I don't know why you're laughing. If he falls, that balcony's not made of fucking iron. Are there any teenage girls in? I realise that question reads poorly in this day and age. Any teenage girls? Well, one, where? Hi? What? Oh, hello. Oh, crap. Are people just arriving? Yeah. Don't panic. There's plenty of show left. Where the fuck have you been? Hello, I'm Jimmy. You've missed very little. We've all just said a little bit about what Jesus means to us. So the teenage girl, what's your name?
Ashley.
What's her name?
Ashley.
Ashley. How old are you, Ashley?
14.
14. Great. Who are you here with, Ashley? Who brought you to this filth? Is that Mum? Hi, Mum. This is a low point in your parenting. Just saying, you... Ashley has done nothing wrong. I've done nothing wrong. You fucked up. What are we?
Hospice!
A hospice? Do you work in a hospice, sir?
Yes.
You work in a hospice. What do you do, my friend? You're retired, or you retire people. What? It's a whole different Time's Up campaign. What did you do in a hospice? Have you been in a conversation before? Well, I'm doing a lot of the heavy lifting here. Do a hospice joke. Yeah, but I want to find out, are you in a hospice? Are you dying or do you work there? What's going on?
A liver disease project.
You're in a liver disease project.
Mine.
Your liver disease. You've got liver disease. I'm sorry, that felt like an accusation. I wasn't like... Okay. Well, I always think that thing about a hospice must be the dream place to work as a doctor or a nurse, because you literally can't fuck up, can you? Oh, oops, I've given him too much of that. Oh, well, he saw the sign on the way in.
What should we do about the homeless?
What should we do about the homeless? Well, I mean, I don't know. It's all right. Well, give them houses. Yeah, that's not really the problem, sir. We don't have a homeless problem so much. It's slightly more complicated than that. It's to do with drugs and mental illness. I'm not sure. I'm sure you're all aware of this, but America decided to shut down all the mental asylums in the 80s because they seemed a bit cruel after we watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Do you imagine when we shut all the asylums down, America ran out of crazy. No, we fucking didn't. But what we now have is free range crazy. Farm to table fucking. People shooting up and shitting in the streets and what have you. We need to fucking take care of them. It's fucking madness. Thank you for bringing laughter to our lives. What you do really matters a lot, and you are a genuine, kind, and decent man. Thank you. Here tonight with my sweetheart to celebrate things, looking up. Your humour got me through some really tough times. Very grateful to you. Where are you? Hi. That sort of means the world to me. That's a very sweet thing. I don't know. What's your name? Light and shade, isn't it? Light and shade. You've got audience members that make you feel terrific about yourself. And then there's you. Genuinely, that, like, stick a dick in it, love. Right. It's hard because I fucking tell jokes for 2 hours in a row, so it's hard to be sincere. Genuinely, that message that's made my day, that makes my heart sing. It's such a lovely thing to share. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you. It's nice.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.